Warning! The root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, 100% war. Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire and fired up and glad to be with you here today. Today is a Thursday. The week's rolling along. We're almost done. It's weekend time coming up in 24 hours. It is Thursday, the 21st of March. Great to be with you. The number one story in America to me, other than the border, we had basically a riot at the border today. I'll get to that in a few minutes. But first, I want to get to Trump and this horrible human being that campaigned to destroy Trump, and now she's doing it. She's like the Gestapo meets the KGB meets the East German Stasi, Letitia James. Her and the gal down in Fulton County, Willis, the two of them are just mentally ill with Trump derangement syndrome, or they figure they're going to get rich and famous by being the ones to take down Trump. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. Fannie Willis and Letitia James both think that they're going to be famous and rich and rewarded by all the liberals of the world because they stood up to Trump and they took Trump down. And that's what this is all about, destroying Trump and getting rich on Trump's name because they can't get rich on their own. They've never created a job in their lives. They've never created a dollar of revenue in their lives. They've lived on government checks their whole lives. They've ripped off the taxpayers their whole lives. Look at this Fannie Willis, how she's ripped off the taxpayers, giving, what did she give, $600,000 or $700,000 worth of money to her boyfriend, who she's schnupping, as they say in Yiddish, who she's having sex with. She gives him $600,000-$700,000. Then she takes fancy vacations with him and claims she gave him cash back. Well, that's simple. Wayne Root knows where she got the cash. There was no cash. She didn't give him any money back. She paid him $600,000, and then he took her to fancy vacations, and they stayed in a Ritz-Carlton, neither of which could ever afford their lives. They've never made one penny in the real world, those two. They're all jealous of Trump. He makes money, and they don't know how. He creates jobs. They don't know how. He builds billion-dollar businesses. They don't know how. He builds billion-dollar buildings. They don't know how. He buys $100 million golf courses. They don't know how. But they sure know how to steal the buildings and steal the golf courses with the power of a Nazi Soviet government. So Letitia James and the state of New York have positioned themselves to steal slash seize Donald Trump's assets in Westchester County, where I grew up, following the $454 million civil fraud judgment. The state registered the massive judgment in Westchester County, a sign that his properties in that county may be at risk of being seized if Trump can't post a bond, and this may happen as early as Monday. The judgment registered March 6th. See what a rush they were in? March 6th. That was right after they won, and his clock was ticking. It was registered by the Westchester County Clerk's online database. It will allow Attorney General Letitia James to more easily secure liens on two of his most valuable properties, Trump National Golf Club, Westchester, and the 212-acre Seven Springs Estate, which remains mostly undeveloped, that he owns in Westchester County. Just, this is all unbelievable. James has said she's prepared to start seizing Trump's assets if he misses a March 25th deadline. Let me look at my calendar. March 25th is Monday. Yeah, that's it, Monday. The reason why, you have to understand the whole litany of the timing of this. Okay, first of all, Trump never did anything wrong. He took loans. Every real estate developer in America takes loans the exact same way. It doesn't matter what he appraised the properties at. Because doesn't the bank do their own appraisal? Of course they do. They don't go by what Wayne Root or Donald Trump says the appraisal is. They do their own appraisal, and they decided to do the loan. Trump paid the loan back with interest. Not one person complained. Not one person was ripped off. There are no victims. There was no ripoff. It's a made-up case. Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank says every real estate developer in America would be in prison now and lose all their properties if you held them to the same standard, which is why everybody is leaving New York. The entire New York is leaving. It's time to treat New York like Bud Light. It's time to treat New York like Planet Fitness. Screw New York. I left 35 years ago. That makes me 35,000 times smarter than all the morons running now. You should have gotten out 35 years ago like I did. I saw the writing on the wall. I knew then what New York was becoming and would become. A Nazi socialist Marxist state. And you know what's funny? First of all, I'm a Jew, so I can say Nazi without being attacked. Second of all, a lot of liberals say, what do you mean, Wayne? The Nazis were right-wingers. No, they weren't. It was the Nazi socialist, National Socialist Party. They were socialists. They were on the road to communism. The Nazis had the same weaponization of government and thugs and black shirts as Soviets and the Cubans and the Venezuelans and every communist country in history. It's the same MO. The Nazis, the Soviets, the East Germans, the Cubans, the Venezuelans, same MO. That's why Kevin O'Leary was saying just yesterday in an interview that New York has become Venezuela or Cuba, and everybody's got to get out, and no developer can build a property there ever again, because it could be taken away from you if they disagree with your politics. If you register Republican, if you make a donation to Trump, if you make a donation to whoever is running against the commie governor of New York, the commie mayor of New York City, a commie U.S. senator, they could just wake up one day and decide, we're going to screw you and take your property away. So they did that to Trump, and then they came up. First, the judge said there could be no jury. So it was up to just the one mentally ill, Trump-obsessed, Trump derangement syndrome judge, nutcase, who loves to walk around the gym with showing off his pecs. The guy's like 90 years old. There's not a woman in the world that would give him the time of day. And he's just jealous because Trump has dated the most beautiful women in the world, and he's got yachts and private jets, and this judge is a nothing, nobody, broke loser, probably lives in a small apartment in Brooklyn. That's the way all these judges live. They got nothing. They're all jealous of businessmen and women who are bold, confident risk takers like Trump. And so the jealous little judge made sure it was a fixed case, a rigged case, with the attorney general. God knows how much money they were promised by billionaire liberals, globalists who were looking to destroy the United States. And Trump never had a chance in that courtroom. And once he lost in that courtroom, he never had a chance with his properties, because there is no insurance company in the world that will post a bond of $454 million. In the history of the world, no one has ever posted a $454 million bond. No company would do it. No company's comfortable doing it. No company could use real estate to back the bond, because real estate in New York City is collapsing. Isn't this ironic? Why is it collapsing? Because New York is a Nazi criminal state. So everyone's getting out, so real estate's collapsing, so you can't use Trump's real estate to back the bond, to serve as collateral for the bond. Lots of catch-22s here that liberals have set this massive trap. What they've done to Trump is like what they did to all of us on January 6th. That's what it's like. January 6th was the greatest entrapment of all time. Trump wanted 10 to 20,000 National Guard there. We got no National Guard to protect a million people. And then the Capitol Police waved them in, shot tear gas at the crowd, fought with the crowd, clubbed the crowd, suffocated the crowd, killed multiple people, and then invited them into the Capitol. And those who went in were arrested and are still being arrested to this day, 3.5 years later. Their lives ruined over walking into a Capitol building when the police waved them in. The ultimate entrapment. That's what they did to Trump. It's the ultimate entrapment of Trump. There's no way out. The judge was out to get him. The DA was out to get him. The prosecutor was out to get him. The judge made the ruling. The amount of money was absurd. In the history of America, there's never been a ruling like this. The Constitution doesn't allow a ruling like this that you can't appeal unless you put up a bond for $454 million. And now they're going to start taking his properties away. And Biden made fun of him in a speech this morning. Can you believe this? Joe Biden has never made an honest dollar in his life. Joe Biden has stolen and ripped people off and extorted. Look what he did to Ukraine. If you don't take the prosecutor away from my son's company, I'm going to get on that airplane in 2 hours and I'm going to take $1 billion of foreign aid with me. And he laughed about it. He is the ultimate extorter, Soviet communist extortionist. That's the only way he's ever made money in his life, is with the power of government behind him and bribes and extortion. And Trump, in the private sector, made himself billions of dollars. And Biden's making fun of him. Hey, he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the money. They're going to take his properties away. This is a communist takeover of the United States by Joe Biden, the brain dead dementia puppet, and his boss, Barack Obama. This is all about Obama. Obama hates Trump. Obama grew up a black kid, half black, half white, really, with no side accepted him, in a madrasa learning Muslim values and Muslim religion in Indonesia with an American white mother and a black father, a Marxist black father from Kenya, who once said, how high should taxes be? 100%. That was Obama's father, who abandoned him at birth and never made any attempt to see him. And this kid had a chip on his shoulder, hated anyone with money, anyone who made money in a capitalist society in the great United States. He learned to hate in those madrasas in Indonesia. And Trump was his ultimate target. And then Trump comes along and beats Hillary in the election and reverses everything Obama does. And Obama spies on him. Obama frames him. Obama orders indictments on him. Now Obama's taking his property away. When Trump becomes president, I know what I'm going to order Obama to do. You know, I'm trying to tell you what we've let into the United States. Bad, bad people that have never been here before. I tweeted out the other day that in the history of the world, there's lots and lots of Jew haters. But never in America's history have there been real serious Jew haters. But we open the borders. We let all kinds of Muslims in who hate Jews. Here's a Michigan imam who says, we Muslims will yet slaughter all the Jews like sheep when the opportunity arises. This is a Michigan Islamic cleric who appealed to Allah, seeking to become soldiers for Islam in any form desired, including death. In a sermon at the Islamic Center of Warren, Michigan, Iman Abdu Zindani warned of the fate of Jews everywhere, pointing to a Palestinian businessman who told a Jewish New Yorker what Muslims have in store for Jews. Don't worry, Jewish man. One day will come, we will slaughter you like a sheep, and the stone and the tree will work, I have no idea what that means, undercover for us, saying, hey Muslim, come, there's somebody hiding here, get up and kill him. The sheikh was apparently referencing a grisly passage in the Islamic text known as the Hadith that reads as follows. Judgment day will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews. The Jews will hide behind the stones and the trees, and the stones and the trees will say, O Muslim, O servant of Allah, there is a Jew hiding behind me. Come and kill him. The same excerpt is cited in the Hamas terror group's charter. He later made an emotional appeal to Allah, begging that Muslims be made his soldiers. They're here. The Islamists are in the United States by the hundreds of thousands, perhaps by the millions. The National Sheriffs Association had their annual convention about a month ago, and they believe there are 2 million terrorists in the United States. I don't know if all of them are Islamic terrorists. They may be counting all the military-age Chinese males. They may be counting MS-13. I don't know who qualifies in the police dictionary under terrorist. I think anybody that wants to kill Americans is a terrorist, you know, but it doesn't have to be just you want to kill Jews. But trust me, if you're not Jewish right now and you're thinking, well, I'm not Jewish, so who cares? I'm telling you, after they kill the Jews, they're going to slice your throat too. They will kill every Christian. So you better line up behind the Jews. That's all I got to say. really, it's just disgusting what's been let into this country. And today a video was out of a large group of migrants pushing past the Texas military at the El Paso border. You have to understand how tenuous this situation is. Let's just say, just like police every day get in really bad situations and no one's there to know what happened except them and the criminal thug. And the thug says, I'm black. He attacked me because I'm black. And the policeman loses his house, his car, his family, goes to prison, loses his job. Everything's got his pension. If there aren't witnesses, it's all over. No one will ever know what really happened. It's his word against his. And, of course, Democrats and the ACLU and the government always believes the minority criminal who was pulling a knife or a gun to try to kill a policeman. They never believe the policeman because the policeman wears a blue uniform and a badge and he's white. So you can't believe him. Well, when these migrants push through against the Texas military, or let's say it was ICE or Border Patrol, what happens when the 200 of them push through and they run you over and you pull a gun and shoot them and you kill five of them? Then our Border Patrol or our ICE or our military or the Texas military, whoever they ran over, the good guys who were fearing for their lives could be on trial for murder. If you kill five of them or 10 of them, they're going to call you a mass murderer. But they were charging you and stomping on you and cursing you and hitting you in the face. You had every right to shoot them. They're foreign invaders on the other side of the wall. And now they're coming through your barbed wire onto our land. They have every right to shoot them. This is a sick situation. When your life's in danger and you have a badge, you have a right to shoot.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
War now.
USA News Update. An immigration riot is unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Accounts indicate the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants tried to break through border barriers on Thursday. Footage depicts a number of migrants engaging in altercations with soldiers. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing on Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Despite surging mortgage rates, home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February. The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline attributed to those high mortgage rates. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the show. RootForAmerica.com is my website. It's my command central. All my TV shows, all my radio shows, all the places to watch me and listen to me, my podcasts, they're all at RootForAmerica.com. Right at the top, it says watch Wayne on TV, listen to Wayne on the radio, listen to Wayne's podcast. You click on it, and it attaches you. It sends you to wherever you want to go. You can go to Real America's Voice. You can go to Lindell TV. You can go to AM 670. You can go to USA Radio Network. You can go to... there's so many other ones. We've got, I don't know, the list is so long. Renegade Radio. We've got Odyssey Radio. You can hear me on all these podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Yahoo's Podcasts, you name it, Google Podcasts. I'm on all of them. On TV, we've got Brighty on TV. We've got Blessed News Network. All the ways you could listen and watch Wayne Root are all at RootForAmerica.com. Keep it very simple. I got this text during the break from one of my big fans, Dave, who says, Wayne, with all this stuff that's happening, taking away Trump's properties and all these migrants coming over the border and rioting. I think this is going to come to a head real soon when the American people have had enough, and it will be a very bad day for all these communists when that happens. Exactly. You've pushed us, and you've pushed us, and you've pushed us, because in my opinion, they want... Here's what I believe, Dave. They want a civil war. This is all about forcing an American civil war. They want it because they, the deep state, the D.C. swamp, the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, Obama, Obama's henchmen, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, all these people, the people giving him the orders, George Soros. Again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. George Soros, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. That's who's running. That's who's giving the orders and trying to run the United States. And above all of them is the Chinese Communist Party in China. And above them is Satan, by the way. Satan's literally running everything. This is all Satan running amok. The illegals are Satan. And the Democrats are Satan. And the deep state is Satan. And the D.C. swamp is Satan. This is all Satan. He's getting his way with these people who are all brainwashed communist scumbags. And it's just a bad, bad situation. It really is. And they want a civil war because they're doing the bidding of China and the Chinese Communist Party. In the end, that's who's at the top, just about the top of the pyramid. The very top is Satan, I'm telling you. There's no question. Demons are ruling the world right now, and demons have gotten inside the brains of people like Joe Biden, and they control them like a Stepford wife. But they all want one thing. They want civil war in the United States, because if there's civil war in the United States, how would we fight a war against China at that exact same time as we're fighting a civil war against each other? They want that. And sadly, they may get it. You know, they may get it. And if they get it, I'm promising you, like Dave says, they will lose badly. Because there are 300 million guns in America for 300 million people. Actually, it's like 380 million guns for 300 million people. And I would guess 300 million of the 380 million guns are in the hands of conservatives. So it'd be a little bit hard for anybody to beat us in a civil war. But I don't want it. And you don't want it, and we don't want it, and America doesn't want it. China wants it. The Democrats want it badly. They're dying for us to go to civil war with each other. I don't want it. I do want us to divide at this point because we can't live with these people because they're insane. And I think there should be a blue states of America and a red states of America. And I think we should all live in the red states because I don't want to live in a place where they give guns to illegals. I don't want to live in a state where they give homes to squatters. I don't want to live in a state where the Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Jackson actually says out loud she's afraid that the First Amendment gets in the way of government. Free speech gets in the way of government's ability to censor people and shut us up. She's afraid that we're spreading misinformation. You know what the definition of misinformation is, right? Anyone giving facts to a liberal is guilty of spreading misinformation. Just like the definition of a racist is anyone winning an argument with a liberal. Anyone winning an argument with a liberal is a racist, and they're spreading disinformation. Really quite amazing. I don't want a civil war. I want to go on record again as saying I don't want a civil war. I do want a division, a separation, because we can't live with these people. They're insane. And they're suicide bombers, and they want to take us down with them. And I want them to take themselves down by themselves. I don't want them near us when they go down and they implode. Right? They're the Poseidon Adventure. They're the Titanic. They're the Hindenburg. And they want to take us down with them. And I'm not going. How about you? Are you going? I'm not going. So, and we're all heavily armed, so good luck making us go. We're not going with you. You guys can kill yourselves. It's okay. I'm giving you permission. Wayne Root says, commit suicide. Go ahead. I dare you. I don't care. Jump. All the liberals, can you picture all the commies? They're all standing on the top floor of the World Trade Center. And Wayne Root said, and they're threatening to jump. And Wayne Root is saying, okay, good. Jump. Jump. I don't care. Doesn't affect me. But I'm not going with you. They're all nuts. Crazy. Look at the boss of the Little Rock, Arkansas, Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport dies today in the hospital after being shot in the head during a firefight with federal agents. And his brother mysteriously says he bought something he shouldn't have. What does that mean? Isn't that funny? Another person associated with Bill and Hillary Clinton dies. Gets shot in the head by federal agents. I wonder what he was involved with. These people all have a death wish. Let me mention Dick Higgins. He's one of the few remaining Pearl Harbor survivors, 102 years old, dies at his home in Oregon. He was born in Magnum, Oklahoma on July 24th, 1921. And he later became a chief petty officer in the United States Navy, which is what my father was, by the way, who fought at Okinawa and Saipan, chief petty officer, and was a radio man. That was my dad, too. I wonder if he knew my dad. You never know. You never know. He was a radio man with a patrol squadron of seaplanes on Oahu, Hawaii, when the Japanese military attacked Pearl Harbor. And he just died at the age of 102 years old. Wow. Can you imagine history, bravery, heroes, great American heroes? We salute you, Dick Higgins. I pray you're in heaven. All right. He will be rolling over in his grave. Now that he's dead, he's rolling over in his grave as he sees what's happened to this once great country. It's miserable what's happened to this country. First of all, a large migrant group pushes past the Texas military at the El Paso border. That, in and of itself, is incredible. Large migrant group pushes past the Texas military at the El Paso border, and you see them pushing them out of the way, and the soldiers don't know what to do. If they hit them, if they shoot them, they go to jail, right? I mean, we live in a country where the police and the military would go to jail if you killed an illegal. It's really quite crazy. More crazy things. $1.2 trillion congressional spending bill includes funding for chest binders, packers, and fake breasts for teenagers who decide that they want to change their sex. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin requested $400,000 for the Briar Patch Youth Services Group, and they used it for chest binders, packers, and fake breasts. I mean, don't ask me what any of this means. It's pretty obvious what your imagination tells you it means. It's all disgusting. I don't want to know what it means. The weirdest stuff I've ever heard in my entire life, and this is what your tax dollars are going for. A drone video reveals a massive New York City migrant tent city kept under wraps by Democrats and the media. They don't want you to see a migrant tent city in the middle of New York City at Floyd Bennett Field Migrant Camp. It's just unbelievable. It's a previously operational airfield in Brooklyn, right across from Manhattan. This comes as New York City's been flooded with upwards of 175,000 illegals in just the last couple of years because of Biden's open border, number one, and because there are great Republican governors like Abbott in Texas and even greater Ron DeSantis in Florida who keep sending all the migrants that come in, all the illegal aliens that come in. That's a better name. They're not migrants. Stop calling them migrants. They're illegal aliens. They're criminals and they're illegals. And they keep sending them by the busload and the plane flight to New York City as a protest, as well they should. Who came up with that idea? Me. It was my idea. Wayne L. Root came up with the idea 15 years ago that Republican governors and Republican mayors should ship all the illegals to rich Democrat cities, you know, Martha's Vineyard, Scarsdale, Grey Neck, Beverly Hills, Palo Alto, Palm Beach. You name the rich city where they vote Democrat all over America. We should ship the illegal aliens to them. And a couple of Republican governors took my advice, and they've been doing it during this administration. When I gave the advice, illegals are coming in like 500,000, a million a year. Now they're coming in by the millions. This is the most incredible foreign invasion you've ever seen. Frightening and incredible and unimaginable. No one could ever imagine this would happen in the United States of America, but it is. And what are we going to do about it? I mean, I've got my ideas. I know one of my ideas, because right now you can't stop the open border because the people in charge are all Democrats. So Republicans can't stop it. But what you could do is, how do we defeat Bud Light? Bud Light's been destroyed. Bud Light has been destroyed like no company in the history of the United States of America. How? We all aimed our arrows as conservatives and patriots at one company, Bud Light. We didn't try and divide it. Like I wrote the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Great book. And I listed 116 companies that we all should boycott. But if you boycott 116 companies, you divide it up, it's never going to make a big difference, right? I've now come to the conclusion you got to go after one. right? Remember that movie where he said one? Can't remember the name of it, but he said, what's the key to life? One. And the key to life is to go after one company. We all went after Bud Light. I think now you go after one city, Washington, D.C. I think we've already destroyed and hammered New York. I think every conservative Republican governor and mayor in this country should round up all their illegals, put them on buses or put them on planes, and ship them all to Washington, D.C., and drop them off in front of the White House and the Capitol building. Fill Washington, D.C. with millions of illegals. Don't divide it up and give some to Chicago and some to New York and some to liberal cities, liberal rich cities like, Martha's Vineyard. No. Ship them all to D.C. That will make the case. First of all, if you ship them all, instead of 500,000 here, 500,000 here, and 250,000 here, there's going to be 10 million in one place. And the streets will be inundated. The entire Washington will be illegals. And who's in Washington? All the politicians, from the president to the cabinet to the Homeland Security secretary who's in charge of all of this, to the vice president, Kamala Harris, who's the border czar, in charge of all of this. And you know who else in New York City, who's in Washington? The entire Congress and the entire Senate. And they should have to step over 50 illegal bums, homeless bums, to get into the Senate, to get into the House each day. They should have to step over illegals to get into their restaurants. They should have to step over illegals to get into the White House. Right? To get into the Treasury building. Let the Treasury Secretary, the Secret Service, has to clear a path through thousands of illegals sleeping on the sidewalk in front of the Treasury building. Do you understand my theory? It's just like Bud Light. If we send them all to one place, we all concentrate on one, we can destroy these people. And then they'll get a taste of what they've done to America because they've done it to themselves. All right. Speaking of doing it to themselves, you know, China's going to attack America. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen tomorrow. It might be 5 years from now. It might be 10 years from now. But at the moment, the right moment when we're at our weakest, and I think it's because China wants us to have a civil war, and Democrats are doing the bidding of China, and they want us to have a civil war so that we are weak. How could you fight World War III if you're involved in a civil war? If we're killing each other, why would we stop the fight and then kill them? So we will be at our most divided if there's a civil war. So at the moment civil war breaks out, that's when China will attack the West Coast of the United States. And it's just incredible to me how stupid they think we are, right? I don't want a civil war. I don't want to fight a civil war. But China is absolutely coming to divide us every second of every day. So we are weak so they can conquer us and enslave us. And they want whites to hate blacks and blacks to hate whites. And they want everyone to hate the Jews. And they want everyone to take the side of the Palestinians. And where's the center of all this? Harvard. Harvard is like the center of China's influence. All the Ivy League schools. Penn, where the Joe Biden, whatever they call it, you know, the Biden Library or the Biden Center is. And at that center, it's gotten millions in Chinese backing. And I guarantee you that the Chinese have taken over at Brown, at Penn, at Harvard, at Columbia, you name the Ivy League school, Princeton, Yale. I guarantee you, Chinese have great influence in all of them. They hold great sway. And Harvard students hold a vigil yesterday, and I've got a photo of it. They hold a vigil for the Hamas terrorists killed at the Shifa Hospital in Gaza, right? Because the Israelis attacked the Shifa Hospital in Gaza, and they killed 75 Hamas savages. They're not even terrorists. They're not worthy of the word terrorist. They're savages. They're subhuman animals. They rape and they cut babies' heads off and they gang rape and they burn families together, set them on fire and burn them. They put babies into microwaves. They've got to be wiped off the face of the earth. Well, Harvard students held a vigil for the Hamas terrorists. How embarrassing. What brainwashed stooges. What tools for China. All right, and for Islamic extremists. Here's something you can believe. I don't feel bad for the Palestinians. I mean, I feel bad for the children. But in general, they all hate Jews. 71% of Palestinians approve of the Hamas October 7th terror attack where they murdered babies and gang-raped women. All of them innocent. They didn't kill people with guns shooting at them. which is horrible anyway if it was an invasion, but they killed innocent women and children. They gang raped them and murdered them and shot them in the back of the head after they raped them. And 71% of the Palestinian public in Gaza still to this day supports and approves of the Hamas terror attack. So you think that I should feel bad that Israel is fighting back and defending? The only way Israel wins is to wipe out Hamas. They have to first of all, teach them a lesson. Second of all, kill them all. Wipe them out. Don't kill all the children, but kill Hamas. Now, where does Hamas hide? Among women and children. They hide in hospitals. They hide in libraries. They hide in mosques. They hide in schools. They hide in residential neighborhoods. So when Israel kills them, they automatically have casualties, right? Automatically, some civilians die. It's just the way it goes. But you think Israel has no right to fight back? Really? After what they did on that day, October 7th, the worst day since the Holocaust for Jews worldwide, you don't think Israel has a right to kill them and wipe them off the face of this earth? They do. And I don't feel bad for them. And by the way, I mentioned in hour number one, I don't know where it is now, but I know it's here somewhere. Here it is. Here in the United States, a Michigan imam giving a speech in, let's see the town in Michigan, Warren, Michigan. He said, "We Muslims will yet slaughter all the Jews like sheep." And he doesn't mean Israeli Jews. He means American Jews. They're coming for every one of us. And the minute they're done with the Jews, they're going to kill the Christians. So never take the side of these radical Muslims. And guess who let them in our country? Joe Biden and his boss Obama let them all in with the open border. We've never had this kind of Jew hatred in America in the history of this country. Donald Trump says migrant crime is a new category of crime that's exploding in America thanks to Joe Biden and the Democrats. And I'm scared to death it's going to overrun every city in this country. They're everywhere. That's why I want to send all of them to Washington, D.C. Let them mug the Congress. Happen? The entire agenda of the United States would change tomorrow. I hope no one ever dies. Hope they don't kill one person. But God forbid they ever killed a senator. The whole U.S. Senate would vote to expel them all tomorrow, deport them all tomorrow. You know that's what happened. Let them kill one rich guy's child, and they'll all be deported tomorrow. One Republican governor just agreed to send National Guard troops to the southern border. She could be one of my two or three favorite governors. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas is directing Arkansas National Guard to send soldiers to the southern border to assist the Texas National Guard for this ever-growing illegal immigration crisis. And that's why I keep hearing that she's one of the two or three finalists for the vice presidential ticket with President Trump, or I should say vice presidential role on the presidential ticket with President Trump. He's got to pick his running mate, and I hear she's right at the top of the list, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. More when we get back. Lots more when we get back. There's so much going on. Do you know in New York City somebody murdered and dismembered people and they let them out with no bail? But Trump, they want to take his assets away. Oh, my God. Brand new sponsor of our show, both on radio and TV, sponsor J6.com. The newest sponsor of this show, sponsor J6.com. Here's a cause near and dear to my heart. I've become an official January 6th Patriot partner working with sponsor J6.com to help raise money for our tortured political prisoners, or as President Trump calls them, hostages. These patriots being held hostage by our weaponized police state and justice system desperately need our help. There are over 250 in prison right now. They're being held hostage by the banana republic communist dictatorship known as the Biden regime. Most of these men used to be the main breadwinners for their families. Now they've been in prison for years. Now, without trial, by the way, and no bail. They're not allowed out on bail. They're not even allowed to see their family or their lawyers. And now you have their young wives and kids at home struggling to survive while daddy's in prison for attending a protest in America. It's up to us to support these brave January 6th patriots and their families while they're being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment. That's why I partnered with sponsorj6.com. It's a monthly commissary sponsorship program that goes directly to the January 6ers in prison. These hostages have to pay for their food, clothing, and even hygiene products. They have to pay for soap and shampoo. Even their phone calls home they have to pay for. They need our help, so please go to sponsorj6.com and make a real tangible difference in the life of a January 6er. Sponsorj6.com was founded by J6 prisoner Jake Lang. It already takes care of hundreds of January 6ers every month. More arrests are happening daily, and they all need our help. We are the cavalry till President Trump is elected and pardons these political prisoners, these political hostages. Please go to sponsorj6.com now. God bless our J6 patriot heroes. Sponsorj6.com. All right, GOP leaders unleash on Janet Yellen over the $110 billion energy tax hike. 24 Republicans accused the Treasury Secretary of weaponizing the tax code. They're calling out the Biden administration for weaponizing the tax code to stifle domestic energy production. This is in Biden's proposed 2025 budget. In a letter Thursday to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, GOP lawmakers highlighted the more than $110 billion in tax hikes targeting domestic production of oil, gas, and coal proposed in the budget. They said such an action would only lead to higher prices for Americans and our allies worldwide. So year after year, I always argue that when you raise taxes on any business, it's automatically passed to the consumer. Businesses don't pay taxes. The consumers pay taxes. And if they can't pass it on because the economy stinks, which it does right now, and they can't pass all of it on, business goes under. Then the consumer has less choice, and then the price go up again. So this is an attack on the American middle class and the American working class and the American consumer. They're using up all the money in the world. They're taxing it away from us. They're wasting it on DEI and ESG, and there's not going to be any money left. And they're wasting it trillions on illegal aliens. There is no money left for Americans anymore. And this is the plan. That's the plan. And here it is. DEI jobs costing taxpayers at least $500 million a year, says the UK government. So compared to us, the United Kingdom is a small country. If they say it's wasting $500 million a year at DEI, can you imagine what it's wasting in America? Trillions. Trillions. Publicly funded diversity, equity, and inclusion roles in the UK are costing the country at least £500 million a year, according to the cabinet secretary responsible for business and trade. So the UK has seen an explosion of this DEI, and it's costing $500 million a year. I'm telling you, it's been my story from day one. You don't hire someone because they're black or they're brown or they're Muslim or you think they're a minority or they're gay or they're transgender. You hire them because they're good. And if they're gay and Muslim and black and transgender and they're good, I'll hire you. No problem. Are you kidding me? When I used to have a gigantic business in Las Vegas, I had 150 employees. We had like 15,000 square feet office and 150 employees. And the two best salesmen were both black. I couldn't care less. I'm thrilled. They're making me money. I don't care what the color of your skin is. I don't care what your religion is. You want to be a Muslim? Be a Muslim. You can't convince me to change what I am, but you can be whatever you want to be as long as you make me money. That's called capitalism. And I have no prejudice against anyone. You make me money, it's great. But if you're black and you're failing and you don't make me money or you cost me money, you're fired. I don't care that you're black, you're fired. If you're white and you don't make me money, you're fired. If you're Jewish, and I'm Jewish, if you're Jewish, you don't make me money, you're fired. You're dead weight. I don't want you around. But that doesn't happen in the U.S. government. Everybody in our government gets hired because they're a minority of some kind. And then they keep their job forever because they get tenure. And nobody can ever fire the teachers or the public servants or the federal government employees or the state employees. They're there for life. And they spend their whole life looking at their watch. What time is it? Oh, good. It's been 25 years. Now I'll retire at the age of 47 and collect a $100,000 pension for the rest of my life. It's disgraceful what we've done to our country. Do you realize that unfunded pensions, meaning there isn't the money to pay the pensions, we don't know where it's coming from, is now in the trillions and trillions of dollars. All for government employees that suck. Other than my heroes, policemen, the firemen, and the military, the rest of them are worthless. They couldn't last a week in the private sector. Police, fire, military? I'll take care of them anytime. My heroes. Have a great night.